AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden is preparing to sign an executive order tomorrow that would shut down asylum requests at the U.S.-Mexico border once average daily encounters hit 2,500. Saka Magani has details.
It would be President Biden's most aggressive unilateral move yet to control numbers at the border. The 2,500 figure is important because it means the border could effectively be closed to asylum seekers immediately, because daily figures are higher than that now. Several officials say the White House is telling lawmakers the president's getting ready to sign off on the order and unveil it tomorrow at an event with border mayors at the White House. He's been deliberating more immigration action on his own for months after a bipartisan asylum bill fell apart at Donald Trump's urging. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Claudia Sheinbaum has been elected Mexico's first female president. She's a climate scientist and former mayor of Mexico City. Donald Trump's campaign and the Republican National Committee say they raised $141 million in May. That includes tens of millions raised in the aftermath of his guilty verdict in his criminal hush money trial. Sentencing's next month, and Eric Tucker reports defendants often seek leniency by accepting responsibility for their actions and expressing remorse.
But that's not Donald Trump's style, as we saw as part of his deny everything strategy that he employed at trial, and his very aggressive confrontational approach to any and all allegations against him. And that could really affect the sentence that he gets.
Pacific Power has agreed to a nearly $180 million settlement with over 400 plaintiffs in Oregon over the 2020 wildfires that killed 9 people and destroyed thousands of homes. And a company that bred beagles for medical research has agreed to pay a record $35 million as part of a criminal plea admitting neglect at its facility in Virginia. This is AP News. The NBA and NHL playoffs are headed for their finals. The Dallas Mavericks and the Celtics start Thursday night in Boston. The Stanley Cup final begins Saturday in South Florida. Dave Ferry on the Panthers' opponents.
The Oilers have earned their first Stanley Cup final berth in 18 years by defeating the Stars 2-1 in Game 6 of the Western Conference Final. Edmonton scored 2 power play goals in the first period. Connor McDavid tallied 4:17 into the contest and set up Zach Hyman's goal with 4:18 left in the period. Evan Bouchard had assists on both goals. Stuart Skinner did the rest, making 34 saves and blanking Dallas until Mason Marchment scored midway through the third period.
It was obviously a great game. It was just a hard-fought battle through the whole 60 minutes. You obviously knew that Dallas was going to come out, and they gave us a hard time every single game. Looking back on all the scores, everything was tight, everything was close.
The Oilers won despite being outshot 35-10. Edmonton will take on the Panthers on Saturday. I'm Dave Ferry.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.